I just took a couple pictures of cows and cows in juxtaposition to the water pocket fold feature of the park, and people still continue to do the little finger wave when you pass them on the dirt road, which I enjoy. Out. So for that mileage yesterday was about 89 miles or so. Out. Well, my dirt road for the trip, I think. Well, probably not. Probably got a little more, but done for a while. I'm off it, and I'm really mad that Hole in the Rock Road scared me, because this road is, like, so much better for a dirt road. I mean, my average speed on this is over twice as fast as on that Hole in the Rock Road, which is just such a painful thing to drive. So, unfortunately, that scared me from doing the Bird Trail Road, but, you know, it worked out still, you know. Allowed me to see the part of the park I probably wouldn't have if I had carried out my other plan that I was going to do. So, I can't complain too much. Out. So, just got gas in Hanksville or something like that, and had my sad last turkey sandwich and on bread that was falling apart. Threw out a bunch of stuff, including the air mattress with the hole in it. And now I am driving to the road to from Natural Bridges Park, and there is nothing for like 100 miles, I think. The only signs I see every couple miles is thing that says open range and watch out for cows. So there is just nothing here. Out. Stopping off at the Viewpoint Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, and this thing is impressive. Gonna take a couple shots and getting back on the road. Out. Well, just went down to this first Sipapu Bridge in the Natural Bridges. Pretty good. It was so big that I got to the bottom. I didn't even know I was there. I asked the guy, where is it? And he points up, and I'm like standing under it. So, I mean, this thing is giant. It's pretty impressive. The trail to get to was short, but very steep. Some serious steps and ladders and railings. And another economic note, there are the most Europeans in all these Utah destinations. I mean, there's like, they have the most vacation, and the dollar is weak, and so, man, they are taking advantage of it. Just on this hike, there was probably like 30 other people on it, and 28 of them were European, and there are two Indians. But there's a lot, mostly German, but I give them credit, man. They pick their vacation spots wisely. So anyway, gonna do this next thing. I'm gonna do all the trails, because this one's only 20 minutes, I think. So I'm out now.